Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books. Read, read, books, books.
Good morning and welcome to our book pick segment for the roundtable on this Tuesday morning. And we are thrilled to have Amy Lane with us of Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery here to convince us, well, like she has done for me a long time ago, that all of these titles are winners. It's one of the highlights of the week to sit down with our independent bookseller of the week to discuss some great reads that they want to share with roundtable listeners. Amy has put together a wonderful list and shares with us this morning. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Likewise.
Where would you like to begin?
I'm going to begin with the book Unmanned by Dan Vesperman, who is, I think, sort of the great unheard of new sort of spy thriller writer, right?
Okay.
In the vein of Kerr and maybe Le Carré. Those kinds of authors. He's been around for a while. He's won countless awards, and my sales rep has been begging me for years to read his books, and I keep putting her off because it's like, it's not really my cup of tea. I don't feel like reading it. And she's like, no, you have to read him. And I promised her that I would read this book. I should say this before I continue. This particular title does not release until next Tuesday, so get your pre-orders in now.
Okay.
Okay. So
we have noticed, though, just so you know, by the time, even though radio is an instant medium, by the time people write it down and remember to get to a bookstore to pick it'll be out.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's
good.
Fine.
Glad to hear that, because this is a really. He's so intelligent in the way that he writes and constructs his stories. It's a page turner. In ways that I think are smarter than Dan Brown, but equally as gripping, if that makes sense.
All right. I'll keep my snarky comment to myself.
Go ahead. No, let it out. Come on. Come on.
Well, it's as hard as that can be.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, right. Well, but Dan, say this what you will about him. He writes a page-turning novel.
And successful page-turning novel, yes.
But these are so intelligently put together. And he's done other titles, Armsmaker of Berlin, The Warlord's Son, The Prisoner of Guantanamo, which I think got a lot of good press many, many years ago. So this one takes place in the States, and it's a drone pilot.
Ooh.
Yeah. And what happens is, this is the beginning, so I'm not spoiling anything.
Ripped from today's headlines.
Yes, indeed. He is charged, his mission is to bomb this site over in Afghanistan, and he's just, sitting in a trailer with a joystick and TV monitor, bombs the site, and it turns out that it was 13 civilians, including children, that he bombed. Yes, and the whole book is trying to uncover how that happened, why it happened, and who, in fact, gave the order, because you just don't know. It's an unnamed, faced person. It's fascinating.
All
fascinating.
Right. Really,
good really good read.
It's Unmanned by Dan Vesperman.
Okay, so the next book I want to talk about is Seconds by Brian Lee O'Malley, creator of the brilliant Scott Pilgrim franchise. And this is my card on it. Simply says, awesome. Totally.
Oh, that's exactly what it's there.
Exactly what
Exhibit
it says.
Exhibit A, the card.
Awesome.
There it is.
Totally. I kind of wanted to just skim through this because, it's a graphic novel and it's a graphic novel, so you can look at the pretty pictures. But I got so sucked into this and I loved it. I just loved this fascinating story about second chances and what happens when you are given access to second chances and, cleaning up those little mistakes that you make throughout the day. And how that affects you and how that affects those around you and your world and your understanding of your place within it. And it's, wonderfully brilliantly drawn, and the everything. It's got all the fun stuff that you expect, but it's got a maturity that is wonderful. So I loved it. Please read it.
Is Seconds by Brian Lee O'Malley.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Next one. I'm on a fangirl roll. I am going to Sinner by Maggie Stiefvater, who has written many, many series. The current series, which is not part of the Sinner book, but that I also love, is The Raven Cycle. So please pre-order Blue Lily Lily Blue. That's coming out in October. Can't wait for that one. But in the meantime, we have Sinner to quench our thirst. And this is a spin-off of her Shiver series, which was the werewolf series that took place in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. This, however, takes place in the wonderfully odd world of Los Angeles.
Okay.
Hooray!
not enough written about that
place. No, and certainly very different from Minnesota, and its two characters, Cole St. Clair and his girl Isabel, and it's about their trying to have a relationship, which doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun, but there's a lot of good stuff in the meantime that obstacles that they have to get through and challenges that they have to face, not only, you know, with each other and the whole werewolf issue and, oh, he's a rock star who's also in rehab and, you know, the typical LA scene.
Right.
And he's part of a reality TV show now that deals with rock stars in rehab.
This is all of it so complicated.
It is. But here's the thing. Her writing, man, she is so cool. I wish I could write like her. I kind of, yeah, really serious fangirl attitude towards Maggie Stiefvater, because she nails things, and she can hit that absolute chord that you need of resonance with all of her characters, and it really, that's what she does best in my mind. She's not a really, I don't think, plot driven author. She's not gonna suck you in that way, but ooh, she's just gonna pull you in and give you an experience. So Sinner.
Sinner by Maggie
Stiefvater.
Okay.
That's how I pronounce it.
Much, much better than I can. All right. Let us now go outdoors.
Yes, into the world of nonfiction. Yay. So here we have our first outdoor book. Let's get into the cold, people. It's really hot out there. So we're going into The Kingdom of Ice by Hampton Sides. This is, again, riveting. Harrowing story of this Arctic exploration, North Pole, of the USS Jeannette that set off in 1879. There were 33 men aboard basically a cruise ship. I don't know why they thought that was a good idea. Headed up through the Bering Strait, trying to reach the North Pole. Naturally, what happens is they get stuck in ice because it's really cold up there, and they didn't quite plan for that happenstance. So they spend essentially 2 years locked in ice.
Wow.
On a boat. But they're fully equipped with like sherry and brandy and all sorts of good stuff.
Well, thank God.
So hey, good times. But really, they finally do break free, but the hull of the ship gets crushed, and of course the ship starts to sink, so everybody must abandon and trek across essentially Siberia. So thankfully there was a man on board, George Washington DeLong. He was the captain of the ship, and he kept a journal, without which we would know nothing of their harrowing experiences along the icy land of the Siberian tundra. So it's really that journey. It's not pretty. It doesn't end well, but man, is it told in a fascinating way. Hampton Sides, he's dynamite.
I got
dynamite.
This. I received this book 2 days ago. Friday.
Okay.
Friday, and in the mail from the publisher. And I have started. I'm only about maybe 30 pages into it, but it's an amazing story.
Yeah,
really incredible stuff. So
yeah,
it's Hampton Sides and In the Kingdom of Ice.
Continuing in our outdoor theme, I'm going to go closer to home. Hooray for Russell Dunn and his paddling books. This one is Paddling the Quiet Waters of Mideastern New York. So those of you who want to get out, this is a lovely little guidebook of all the charming places to go. Take your boat, take yourself, and enjoy the nature that is the Northeast. So that's Paddling the Quiet Waters by Russell Dunn.
All right.
Simple, small little plug.
Sounds good.
Next one I have is a crazy account called Blood Will Out by Walter Kern. Have you read this?
I have read it, and he was just on our program. And he the story is amazing. He is amazing. This book is the book that I am recommending to everyone this summer, and I'm glad you're recommending it.
Really am. So I don't really know what more there is to say about it other than the fact that it's his own account of his friendship, one would put it, with Christian Gerhardsreiter, is that how one pronounces that, who posed as a Clark Rockefeller for many, many years. And turns out he was a con man and a murderer and friends with Walter Kern, who's, he's very self-effacing. He's very honest, I think, in his approach to his own gullibility, for lack of a better term, in being conned by this person.
It is, you know, it's an incredible story. The fact that it's true is, and I'm a fan of Walter Kern's fiction, but this is, I mean, this beats that in the sense of, this really happened to him. And I don't know. I think two things struck me. One, is that anyone who has read the story or knows about the story, it's creepy as hell.
Oh my God.
Number one. Number two, I having had Walter Kern in this very studio talking to him about this book, it still affects him. Like when he got done talking about it, he looked at me and he said, I've spoken about this a million times. I still can't get over what this man did to me.
Wow.
And it's really incredible. And that comes through. The fact that that's genuine and it comes through in the book and that he's still rattled by it is really amazing. And it makes the reading experience even more palpable.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so Blood Will Out. Check it out. Next on my list is Last Chain on Billy by Carol Bradley. This, I'm not sure if you're aware, but it's kind of hard not to be, of the internet sensation of a few weeks ago about the elephant who was freed from captivity and was crying when they took the chains off. That's sort of what this book reminded me of. This was a circus elephant. Her name is Billy. And of course, you know, lived a life in chains, not treated very well, and all of that is horrible. But, you know, you can get through it if you really push, or you can skip over it, which I often do, because otherwise I'm reduced to sobbing uncontrollably.
Yeah, just blabbering, right.
Oh, it's horrible. At any rate, she is now living in an elephant sanctuary in Tennessee. So it's this lovely nonprofit place for aging rescued elephants to spend the rest of their life free from chains and brutality and fear, which is huge. I think, you know, there's some debate, I hope not much anymore, over the emotional lives of animals, and this really speaks to that on a very visceral level.
Absolutely.
And it's important. And go elephants, man. You know? You gotta love them. They cry. I mean, they cry.
And
well,
I mean, they have
deny
and,
that.
And they have emotion.
Yes.
I mean, they're such beautiful creatures. And
they are. And they live a long, long life.
They do.
So let's treat them well. And then the last one to correspond with this is The Zoo's Grand Opening. It's my picture book of the pick of the week. And it's an ABC and counting book by Judith Drews. It is absolutely old-fashioned, but delightful. And she you know, talks about D is for dromedary. Who would do that in a children's picture book? From the Middle East, he really is a magnificent beast. His Bedouin friend walked him in with a smile. I hope that he sticks around for a while. That's D.
That is...
It's adorable.
I like D.
I like it. I do, too. But yes... Yes.
Judith Drews, The Zoo's Grand Opening, an ABC and counting book. Oh, this looks very cool.
It really is. It's got a great old-fashioned feel.
Yeah,
but
it's
with
a little old school.
It is. And
it's really cute.
Just love it. The counting is mostly the letters of the alphabet. She goes from 1 to 26, which is, I think, unique.
And very
premise.
Cool.
It is.
For more information on Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady and the great work they do, you can visit their website, which is opendoor-bookstore.com, opendoor-bookstore.com, or better yet, here's a plan, go to J Street, park your car, and go in and spend 8 hours.
Yes.
It's a great time.
Come talk to me.
And actually, you could actually, you would need more than 8 hours. So that's very fun. J Street in Schenectady, or again, opendoor-bookstore.com. The list is on their site. The list will also be on our site, wamc.org. Amy Lane, we love you. Thank you so much. It's great to see you.
Great to
Happy
be here.
Summer.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.